With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's border czar says he's reducing the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota after state and local officials agreed to turn over arrested immigrants. Tom Homan says that improved cooperation is allowing him to pull back ICE officers from their current assignments.
I have announced effective immediately. We will draw down 700 people effective today. 700 law enforcement personnel. We have also fully integrated CBP personnel into the ICRO team structure under one unified chain of command.
But he says the immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota isn't ending. Homan didn't give a timeline of when that might happen following weeks of confrontations in Minnesota's Twin Cities and two deadly shootings by federal officers. There's been another deadly attack in Nigeria as the U.S. sends military officers to the country.
A member of parliament says that armed extremists have killed at least 162 people in attacks on two villages in western Nigeria, blaming the attacks on a group linked to the Islamic State group. Other analysts suggest it was a group associated with a Boko Haram faction. Nigeria has faced insurgency by Islamic militants in the northeast, kidnappings for ransom by gunmen across the northwest and north central regions. The U.S. Africa Command has sent a small team of military officers to Nigeria. In December, U.S. forces launched airstrikes on militants there. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials in Georgia's Fulton County have asked a federal court to order the FBI to return ballots and other documents from the 2020 election that it seized last week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 260 points. This is SRN News. You might not want to let the kids watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
1 million moms, a conservative advocacy group, is issuing a warning over the headliner, Bad Bunny. He's a Puerto Rican-born rap artist who will reportedly spend his time on the halftime stage, putting on a show that, quote, honors queer icons, generations of drag, resistance, and cultural rebellion. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, is reportedly also planning to appear on stage dressed as a woman. Super Bowl 60 takes place this Sunday. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida will not be embracing pot, a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults, failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, fell about 100,000 signatures short of the number needed to pass. This is SRN News. From small-town weeklies to big-city dailies, the newspaper business isn't what it used to be.
The Washington Post says a third of its staff across all departments, not just the newsroom, is being laid off. Changes announced in a Zoom meeting with staff. Newsroom personnel are told they'll get emails with one of two subject lines announcing whether the person's job has or has not been eliminated. The newspaper's books department is being closed. Its Washington area news department and editing staff will be restructured. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A Doberman Pinscher named Penny won best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Penny bested six other finalists Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. The award is considered the most prestigious prize in the U.S. dog show world. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.